Item number six.
From the Director Department on Aging, requesting authorization to increase by $18,171 from $49,979 to $68,150, the professional services contract with Jennifer Lefebvre to serve as manager of the department's two evidence-based prevention programs and to extend the term of the contract from January 1st, 2012 through September 30th, 2012 to January 1st, 2012 through December 31st, 2012.
Supervisor Mayo?
Move
I have a motion for approval. Are there any comments or questions from the committee regarding this resolution? Director Stein, just something you'd like to add?
Well, I would like to say thank you for moving the resolution and that we have two extremely good evidence-based prevention programs going in this community, one around chronic disease self-management and one around fall prevention, which is very important. But I would like to take this opportunity to thank Supervisor Roma West for the previous resolution and to let you know that besides Assistant Director Jonette Arms, who is here, and staffs our Intergenerational Council, there are members of our Intergenerational Council here, Kitts and Barbara, who give a lot of their time to making sure that we bridge those gaps. And this will give us the authority to bring a lot more people together. So our co-chair, Reverend Tony Phillips, and the chair of our commission, Barbara Bechtel, and Diane Beckley from our staff. And I don't know the young person's name. Jacoby Townsend. And? Iana Simpson. Thank you all very, very much
thank
for being here.
Thank you very much for being here. And I want to take my hats off to the Department on Aging because I had presented this idea to staff, and I had no idea that the Department on Aging had an intergenerational committee. Yeah. So I was very pleased to learn that they have been working on this issue. And I was happy to be able to do this resolution and kind of vamp that up for you. And I look forward to working with the committee. So I want to thank you all for your time and dedication. It really does matter. If you take a look at communities like the Hmong community where they really emphasize, you know, face-to-face youth with their elders, I mean, you just see that it makes an extreme amount of difference. And so I'm very grateful for your assistance, and hopefully we can, like I said, get to the core of this problem and get these two groups who would seemingly, seem like they should be natural allies, get them back to that point. So thank you very much. All right. On item number six, I do have a motion for approval. Are there any comments or questions from Ms. Stein or Ms. Arndt? Seeing none? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Six ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.